96.1 MyFM presents Hooray for Coaches, highlighting people who make a difference for young athletes in our community. Today I've been joined by Ryan Leonard, head coach and general manager of our Junior A Renfrew Wolves. I think most people in town are aware of you from the last 2 years coaching our local Junior A team, but they might not know your backstory in coaching. Give us an idea of where you got your start.
Well, it was something I did. I played Junior A hockey right through, and then I had an opportunity when I left Junior Hockey. I tried 1 year of a semi-pro league in Michigan, and you know, wasn't the same as playing junior hockey. So I went back home, and my old Junior A coach offered me an opportunity to be an assistant coach, and I stayed on as assistant coach in Blind River, Ontario, at the Blind River Beavers in the Northern League, and did that for 3 years. And by the time I was 24, I was on my own, running my own Junior A team as a general manager, head coach. And the time I was 27, I was owner, general manager, and head coach at the same time. So I had all three titles from the time I was 26, 27, and I'm still doing it now.
So coaching at this level has been most of your life. I'm curious, what about the experience keeps you coming back every day?
Just coming back from my background, like where we come from a family with not a lot of money, you know, single mother, you know, raised by grandparents, whatnot, and didn't have a lot of guidance per se when it comes to, you know, the proper guidance for hockey, proper guidance on what you should be doing on and off the ice, training, behavior, all that kind of stuff. So when I got out of junior hockey and I got the opportunity to be assistant coach, I said, you know what, this is I want to do something that I never had for myself growing up. And, you know, I come across to a lot of our players, you know, tough. I'm a tough coach to play for. I'm strict. But, you know, I'm also very fair when it comes to, you know, some guys after they're with me for a while realize, okay, he's a big teddy bear. But, you know, it's just the big rah-rah and the loud and stuff like that. But big part of my reason why I stay involved junior hockey is helping these young men and try to keep them grounded, bringing things back to reality and perspective, and trying to give them opportunities and new life skills they're going to need to know growing up, because life is not always easy. It's tough, and some guys need to realize that there's always going to be bumps in the road, and that's a big part of why I stay involved with junior hockey, is trying to keep some of these guys grounded. You know, everybody can tell them how great they are, and every parent can tell their son how great they are, but at the end of the day, they got to come to reality that everybody has to still work for something. You have to have a good attitude. Your behavior has to be where it needs to be. You got to be trained to want to be an athlete if you're going to be an athlete. If you're not going to be an athlete, you know, it costs a lot of money while you're doing it, right? That kind of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that goes around with it why I stay involved, and I enjoy doing it, and I'm going on year 18 for me this year, and I'm excited. And my first 13 years of doing this, I was also in the school board, as working in the behavior system with the school board and autism and stuff like that. And finally came to a point where I was trying to mix both together, and I said, you know what, instead of being in the school board, I love what I do, right? So it's and continue doing it.
And I'm sure that in the time that you've had, both as a player and a coach, you've seen your fair share of ups and downs. What's been a difficult challenge for you as you progress through the years?
Well, today's game and today's youth are a lot different than they were even 10 years ago, let alone 20 years ago, right? So it's trying to adapt as a coach to what makes this player tick, what makes this player not tick, what makes this player uncomfortable, what makes this player want to go more. So it's more or less you're trying to learn each one of your players, you know, and everybody always says you're supposed to treat everybody equal, but when it comes to a hockey dressing room, every player needs to be treated different in some sense of every player needs something different to get them going, to get them motivated. Some kids can handle loud, some kids can't handle loud, some kids want to be given, you know, the gears once in a while, and some kids don't want to be. So one thing I've learned in being in hockey is, and being a hockey coach, you almost have to be a psychologist. It's you know, trying to figure out every kid and what makes them click, what doesn't make them click. When they come in the rink every day, you get to learn, okay, so-and-so today's having a bad day. You can tell just by the body language. I see these kids more than their own parents see them. So you kind of build that relationship, and you know, there's some players every year that I have a better relationship than others, because others don't want the relationship. They just want to come to the rink and leave. And there's some that, you know, will come spend some time in the office, stop by the house, send a text, you know, and I'm very open, that kind of stuff. So it's just trying to find what each player, what gets them motivated, and why they're here, why they're still playing the game.
And on the flip side, is there a particular accomplishment or something that you're just very proud of looking back on all these years?
For myself personally, I'm not one, and many people know me, I'm not one to brag about myself or pat myself on the back, but I got a strong support system with my wife. My wife has been involved with this with me right through the whole, almost all these years. You know, we've been, you know, I think out of 16 out of 18 years, she's been here with me. You know, I just pat the back on my wife and I, how we like to get involved in the community. It's not just about the hockey team, and that's what makes our programs run well. Like, you know, we were in Cochrane for 7 years before we had the opportunity, maybe I want to say move up the ladder a little bit and coming to the CCHL, and we were successful there, you know, playing in a small town of 5,000 people against the cities like Sault Ste. Marie, North Bay, Sudbury, Timmins, being able to win championships back-to-back years, going to the Canadian Championships 2 years in a row, being able to host a Canadian Championship like we did the second last year we were there, just says good things about, you know, our dedication to the programs and whatnot. And then being able to come back to Renfrew and move a program from the big city of Ottawa to from Kanata over to Renfrew and be able to still be successful and do what we're doing. And you got to be married to it. And unfortunately, honestly, I'm married to hockey more than I am my own family. And sometimes you got to reel yourself back in and say, well, you got a wife, you got grandkids now, you got a son, you got daughters you got to worry about. So it's just, you got to be married to what you like to do, and no different than you coming to the radio station. You love being on the radio and you got to be married to it. If you don't like what you do, then you got to get out. Right? So.
Before I let you go, though, is there maybe one piece of advice that you would give to someone who was maybe in your shoes at the start of this, who's maybe coming out of junior A, looking to start coaching, maybe not sure what to build kind of their foundation on?
Yeah, you know what? Breaking junior A coaching, and I tell this to a lot of young guys, is you can't go coming in there guns a-blazing. You got to take your time, weed your way in slowly. You know, always start. I think you always need to start as assistant coach somewhere, get to know things, get to know how it runs, get to know, again, how to deal with players. Because a lot of players now that are 23, 24, 25 that may get into coaching, they're used to the coaching 15 years ago, 10 years. It's different. And myself, every year, I'm learning every single year I go here. Even as a junior A coach who's experienced, I learn every year, okay, I got to start doing this better. I got to start doing that better, because the kids these days don't click this way, they click this way. And so, you know, the young coaches now coming in really got to step back a little bit and just watch, come in, weed yourselves in slowly, enjoy it, but you got to love it. And if you don't love it, don't do it. And that's the biggest thing. And if you think you're going to come in here as a junior coach and make money and it's your this and that, it's got to be a passion, because in junior A tier two hockey, money is, you know, we rent a house, we own a regular Ford vehicle and a Nissan. Like, you're not living the lavish life of a hockey when you see on TV is not really what you see in junior A tier two hockey. It's, you got to love what you do. And if you don't love what you do, you know, stay away.
Well, Coach, it's hard to argue with the results. Two top four finishes in the CCHL. Things are looking bright. A whole new roster coming in this year. Can't wait to see what's happening at the MAC over the winter. We've been speaking with Ryan Leonard for Hooray for Coaches on 96.1 MyFM. Remember, you can listen to all our coaches online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.